This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Meghalaya Legislative Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Sanwar attends 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference in Barbados. Airports Authority of India floats fresh tender for expansion of the Shillong Airport. State government shows full cooperation in expansion project. Arunachal Pradesh government announces 3% hike in DNS allowance and DNS relief for state government employees. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla felicitates Gallantry Award winners at an event in Raj Bhavan in Imphal. And now the news in detail. The Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sanwar, is attending the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference, which commences on the 5th of this month in Bridgetown, the capital city of Barbados. The week-long Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference, which will conclude on the 12th of this month, brings together more than 600 delegates from over 180 national, state and provincial legislatures across the Commonwealth. The event hosted by the Parliament of Barbados and the CPA Barbados branch is being held under the overreaching theme, The Commonwealth, a Global Partner. The Indian delegation of the 68 CPC is led by the Lok Sabha Speaker, Om Birla, and the conference serves as a premier platform for parliamentary dialogue, fostering cooperation and the exchange of ideas among Commonwealth nations. The Airport Authority of India has floated a fresh tender for expansion of the Shillong Airport. Informing this year, Deputy Chief Minister in charge of Transport, Snobarang Dhar, said that the state government is closely coordinating with the Airports Authority of India to ensure that the long-pending project sees timely execution. The expansion of the Umroy Airport has been a key demand for improving air connectivity in Meghalaya, which currently has limited direct flight options. The runway length has long been a bottleneck, restricting the operation of large aircraft and limiting routes primarily to Kolkata and a few neighboring cities. Once completed, the expansion will enable the airport to handle bigger aircraft such as Airbus A320s and Boeing 737s, thereby boosting direct connectivity to metro cities like Delhi, Mumbai and Bangalore. Arunachal Pradesh government has announced a 3% hike in DNS allowance and DNS relief for state government employees. Making the announcement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the hike will benefit thousands of state government employees, pensioners and AIS officers serving in the state. He further informed that arrears of July to September 2025 will be paid in cash. In the meantime, Khandu said that the decision reflects the state government's strong commitment to ensure that every member of the workforce and retired community feels valued. Opposition leader in Meghalaya, Dr. Mukul Sanwar, has cautioned the state government of Assam and Meghalaya that the delay in holding border talks will only worsen the situation along the interstate border between the two states. The statement came from Mukul Sanwar a day after one person from Karbi Anglong lost his life in a confrontation between the farmers of Assam and Meghalaya in Lapanap, a disputed area between the two states. Praying for peace along the interstate border, the opposition leader stressed the need for transparency in the border talks, saying that lack of clarity about its outcome has created insecurity among border residents. He has also asked both Assam and Meghalaya government to improve their intelligence collection to prevent similar incidents in the future. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla on Friday felicitated Gallantry Award winners and presented cash awards to them to the next of kin of battle casualties from the state at an event at Raj Bhavan, Imphal. The event marked a historic occasion, the first of its kind in the state, held under the guidance of the governor to honor and facilitate the gallantry awardees for their exemplary service to the nation. The awardees were honored for their distinguished acts of courage, reflecting their unwavering commitment to the nation's safety and security. A total of 18 awardees were honored for their exceptional bravery and their selfless service to the nation. These gallantry awardees included Chaurya Chakra, Veer Chakra, Seva Medal, Vikshit Seva Medal and mention in dispatches. Speaking of the event, Manipur Governor paid tributes to the indomitable spirit of the soldiers from Manipur who have served the nation with honor and courage. The Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, Manish Kumar Gupta, chaired a preliminary meeting on Friday to discuss the upcoming civil-military fusion conclave with General Officer Commanding 56 6th Infantry Division, Major General Vivek Bakshi and senior officers at Sigar Military Station. The Chief Secretary said that the conclave will provide a platform to strengthen civil-military coordination, enhance security, operational preparedness and holistic development across Arunachal Pradesh's strategic areas. On the sidelines of preliminary meeting, the Chief Secretary also inspected the arms and equipment of the force, showcasing the operational capabilities of the infantry division. The Manipur Global Buyers and Sellers Summit 2025 kicked off at the City Convention Center in Imphal on Friday. The two-day summit, organized under the theme Bridging Business Sans Borders, was inaugurated by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. The event is witnessing participation from neighboring countries such as Myanmar, Bangladesh and Thailand, as well as representatives from Japan and several northeastern states, along with local entrepreneurs from Manipur. As a part of the summit, various stalls have been set up by local entrepreneurs and industries, showcasing Manipur's diverse range of indigenous products and innovations. Addressing the gathering, Manipur Governor highlighted Manipur's unique blend of natural abundance, creativity and resilience, even as he added that the state offers distinctive products such as black rice, organic produce, handloom and handicrafts to the world, each enriched by the ingenuity of its people. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired, flagged off the Itanagar leg of the motorcycle expedition commemorating the 63rd Walong Day from Raj Bhavan, Itanagar on Friday. Conceptualized by Headquarters 3 Corps and conducted by 10 Mahar, a total of 21 riders from the Indian Army and civilian riders from Arunachal Pradesh and Assam are participating in the 9-day expedition from Tawang to Walong to honor the heroes of 1960. Sino-Indian War. While interacting with the participants, the governor lauded 3 Corps for organizing the team and all riders for their dedication in preserving the legacy of the Battle of Walong. He reminded them that the journey is a befitting tribute to the extraordinary courage and resilience displayed by the Indian Army during the war. The Minister of Social Welfare and Social Education in Tripura, Tinku Roy, has asserted that the state government is sincerely working for the honour and welfare of senior citizens. He was speaking after inaugurating a program organized by the Department of Social Welfare and Social Education at Unakoti Kalashetra and Kailash Shahar on the occasion of International Day of Older Persons. He informed that the monthly social pension has been increased from 700 to 2,000 rupees, benefiting around 1,66,564 elderly men and women across the state. Mr. Roy also emphasized that senior citizens should always hold a place of respect and dignity in society and stress on the need to build public awareness to achieve this goal. During the event, 4 senior citizens were also felicitated with a certificate of honor and a cash award of 5,000 rupees each. A health camp was also organized for elderly participants at the venue. Along with the rest of the country, Nagaland joined the celebration of World Mental Health Day. A program was organized in Kohima, where Secretary of Health and Family S. Tainu emphasized the urgent need for accessible mental health support during crises such as natural disasters, conflicts and emergencies. Reflecting on Nagaland's vulnerability to landslides, floods and social tensions, she urged the need for greater awareness, early intervention and stigma reduction to build a supportive society. On the occasion, Ms. Tanu also launched the video consultation of Tele Manas, which provides free 24/7 mental health services. And before we close the headlines once again, Meghalaya Legislative Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Salma attends 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference in Barbados. Airports Authority of India floats fresh tender for expansion of the Shillong Airport. State government assures full cooperation in expansion project. Arunachal Pradesh government announces 3% hike in DMS allowance and DMS relief for state government employees. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla felicitates gallantry award winners at an event in Raj Bhavan, Imphal. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.